Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network. WGNS, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450 and TV 11.
We welcome you back into the conversation on WGNS AM-FM. You can always catch it online at WGNSradio.com. Maybe you missed a show. You can head to our podcast section as well and download and listen to it at any time. And right now, we're going to be talking about the Triborough Kids Race Series coming up. And Charlie Apigian joins us. And boy, you've kind of become a regular here on the program.
Well, I'm happy to be back, of course, as always, which means obviously we're looking to do more fantastic things here in Murfreesboro.
Well, today gives me spring fever, and I don't know if it does you, but it's a time that you know you really want to get out and enjoy all Mother Nature has for us, and it kind of reminds me that we're about in the time where you crank things up.
Absolutely, and what a great way to start off the Triborough Kids Race Series for 2012 is sitting outside, 65 degrees, beautiful sunshine, wanting to be outside. And that's what we're really hoping for this year is kids just get outside and be active.
Well, there are some new things to talk about here, and we want to jump into that. But tell us a little bit about what the Triborough Kids Race Series is. We talked about it, 2 years ago. It was a triathlon, and now, I mean, things you just keep adding more and more. But kind of give us an overall. When you talk to someone who doesn't know what you're doing, what do you tell them?
Well, we started off as a kids triathlon, and since then we've evolved into kids events. And that's really what we are about, is getting kids motivated to be active through our unique events. And last year we went to 3 events where we had a run in June, we did a duathlon in July, and then we had our triathlon in August. And we had fantastic success with that, and we just want to continue to build on that.
A triathlon is run, bike, and swim, right?
Yeah, and we'll do that in the other order. Swim, bike, and run is the order you do. And if I say duathlon, that was a run, bike, run. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, just a good run for kids we did, which was 2.5 or 5K.
So some of these same things are coming up again this year, and some new things. So let's kind of give folks some dates to shoot for. The second annual Triborough Kids 2.5K and 5K run is coming up. What is that, May?
Yep, and it'll be on another Friday night. Our parents and kids loved running out at the Gateway Island just behind the new hospital, and that'll be on May 11th, starting in the afternoon, probably around 5:30.
And when you say kids, are we talking about very young? How old? Maybe give us some kind of idea there.
Yeah, well, this year we're just saying 5 to 14. And what we really want is because we are trying we're trying to get into the schools, and we have successfully attracted kindergartners all the way up to 14-year-olds, we said let's make it 5 to 14 is going to be our target market. So any kid that is going to be 5 to 14 years old can participate.
Why do you do this? Just, what do you tell? Does anybody else say, what are you doing? Why do you do this for kids?
You will not believe how many times I get that question. I love to be active. I love seeing my 4 kids be active. I love seeing kids in general be active, because when do they get the most pleasure out of things? It's when you see them and they're sweating. They just did something. And I don't know. It's just one of those things. You do one event and you see all those kids smile, you want to do a second event. And that's what myself and all the volunteers I know have gotten the bug. And it just, you want to continue to build on that, to continue to see those smiling faces.
It is a volunteer group.
Absolutely. Yeah, we started off just a bunch of parents that wanted to put a triathlon together. And we've grown our volunteer base. Now Parks and Rec here in Murfreesboro is been very, very supportive of everything we've been doing. Also now Murfreesboro City Schools. We just continue to get more and more people to want to be involved.
On the run, which is May the 11th on a Friday night, they kind of like the evening, you said. I guess well light or enough light over there to do it in the evenings?
Yeah, and when you get to that time of year, it doesn't really get dark on them. Yeah. But Gateway Island is absolutely beautiful at night. It's very well lit. It just makes for a really neat atmosphere, almost like a celebration.
Mm-hmm. And it's for children 5 to 14, but a lot of times parents like to just tag along and have some recreational time with their kids.
Yeah, you know, and last year, kind of at the last minute, we decided, hey, let's let parents also join in. And, you know, we're not going to give them the T-shirt. We're not going to time them professionally like we do the kids. They're not going to get the medal. But we had a lot of parents that said, you know, I just want to run too. I think it'll be a lot of fun. And we had a number of parents that decided to do that. And you, so parents can also sign up as support for their kids. And, you know, it also helps us. It's almost like they're helping shepherd the kids throughout the course.
Now, when you say professionally timed, what does that mean?
We treat this just like any well-run race. Mm-hmm. Therefore, each child will start at a good old starting line. They will be either chip-timed or professionally timed by an actual company that does it. We have a great one here in town, Rabbit Road Racing, that is going to be doing our timing. So each child will finish, and they will have a final time. And then we give out awards for the fastest times at the end of that as well.
So it's like any 5K that you may participate in or any race, that's what you're talking about being professionally timed.
Absolutely. If you do one of our events, I promise you, it will not just be a little kid's fun run. It's going to be a high-quality event specifically for kids.
The thing that's so great about it, though, it still is catered to and geared toward the children 5 to 14.
Absolutely.
However, it's at the level that you would expect if you were running a 5K as an adult.
Absolutely. And even more so. I feel we do our best to try to make this, I would say, every time we do an event, it has to be the Super Bowl for that child for that year. So if they're doing our triathlon in August, then I want them to leave there thinking they just did the most exciting thing they've ever been a part of.
Well, it is their Super Bowl. I mean, it's the biggest thing that they've probably done and participated in. They get medals. I mean, it's a really big deal.
It really is. And not just, you know, the medal, not just the fact that they get a fantastic T-shirt, but the environment is so amazing just to see all of those kids and their parents, and everybody feels it doesn't matter what your time is. When they finish, they feel like they've done something really fantastic.
Charlie Apigian joining us as we talk about the Triborough Kids Race Series. Three events this year, and we're going to talk about the challenge here coming up in just a second. This is the second annual Triborough Kids 2.5K and 5K that's May the 11th. The fourth annual triathlon is at the Sportscom. I guess that's August, isn't it? Is that the 25th?
That'll be in August, yep, and it'll be the 25th, about the same time as what we've always had. That's for kids age 7 to 14. This will be our fourth year. The first 3 years, we have sold out a good month in advance, and I hope that goes to the quality of our volunteers.
Now, that's because about 250 kids is all you can run in and run through all of the events in a day's time.
Well, and again, what are we most concerned with is putting on a quality event. Mm-hmm. And so you've got to have a cap at a certain point, and not just a cap to keep quality, but also for safety reasons as well.
Now, of course, I said run, bike, swim a minute ago, but it's swim, bike, run. That's the order of everything?
That's correct, yeah. And we'll start in the outdoor pool at Sportscom. The kids can do either 4 or 8 laps, depending on their age. And then from there, we have a closed course at Sportscom. I say closed, in other words, no traffic. We will not be going on main roads. And then when they finish, put their bike back in the transition area, they head out for at least either a half mile or a mile run. And then, obviously, they can say that they're triathletes.
Now, the same, I would assume, applies here with the timing of the events and the shirts and the medals and all of that.
Oh, absolutely. And I feel that we do such a good job. We have such amazing volunteers that are now going to be doing it for the fourth time. It's really run very well.
Now, to some of the brand new things, I know that it looks like the duathlon has been kind of replaced by a trail run, something like that?
Yeah, and it has a lot to do with, we want to put on a quality event, but it has to be safe for kids. Mm-hmm. And to do a duathlon here in town, we wanted to be on a closed course, and it's hard. It was hard for us to find something. And then talking to the city parks and rec, they're like, you know what? At Barfield, we'd love to have a trail run. And so Nate Williams and Melinda Tate talked to us about that, and we went out and looked at the different trails that they have out there that would be perfect. They're well-groomed, they're gravel, there's paved areas, and it just looks like a lot of fun. We're like, you know what, let's do that instead of the duathlon. And so we're going to definitely do a trail run in October of this year.
What is a trail run? Is it just, it's not like a 2.5K and a 5K where it's time, or just what's the difference, I guess?
There's not much of a difference, mm-hmm. other than the scenery, okay. if you think about it. A lot of times it can be where it's single track almost, where you can't really maneuver, but we're going to have it where, you know, definitely kids are going to have a lot more room. They're not going to be jumping over trees or anything like that. Again, we want it to be a safe course, but on both sides will definitely be wilderness. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. They're going to be going up some nice hills. It'll be a very challenging course, but one that I know kids are going to finish and say, ooh, I want to do that again.
It kind of sounds like to me that this is right up the alley of Phil Young as well.
Oh, yeah. Phil's been one of our volunteers from day one, and he's been a huge advocate since that as well. Helps us with expertise. He does like a coach's corner for us on our website, and it's also in one of our publications. One of many very helpful volunteers.
I know he is the cross-country coach out at Siegel, and so in my mind, and maybe this is wrong, but that's more of kind of like a cross-country event versus a track event.
Would absolutely kind of a difference? And you know, that's a good way of thinking of it. You know, we really are taking a cross-country event and hopefully making it even a little bit more exciting.
Mm-hmm. Kids same ages, I guess, 5 to 14?
Yep, and again, for the triathlon, it's a little different because of the swim. We do 7 to 14 for that. But any run that we do, we'll try to encourage kindergarten all the way up to 14 years old.
It sounds like one thing that has happened in the last several months, since the last time that we had a chance to speak, was that City Parks and Recreation, Murfreesboro Parks and Rec, has really kind of embraced this, and many of the new things involves their parks, like Barfield Park, for instance.
And that's right, and that's one of the reasons we went to the trail run this year. We wanted, because of their support, we wanted to support them back. Mm-hmm. And so you see us at Gateway Island, which is a part of Parks and Rec. SportsCom obviously is, and as well as Barfield Park. So we like the fact that because of their support, we're supporting them by using their facilities.
Now, in the case of the run, I know that you mentioned that parents could sign up and participate. They just would not get the shirts and the medals. Is the same thing the case for the trail run as well?
Yep, and you know, we'll be getting a lot more information as time goes. We'll set up the times, the distances, and things like that. But if it's going to be a run, I think encouraging parents to also participate will always be something we're going to look at doing.
Charlie Apigian with the Triborough Kids Race Series joining us today. We can't forget about the Triborough 100% Challenge, and you've got some really neat stuff here out already. I want to give you the chance the remainder of our time here to kind of talk about this, because this I think is very exciting and has a lot of room, a lot of potential to really grow.
Thanks, Brian. And this is where we really have a passion, and that's just getting kids active. And one of the things we talked about this year is it's not important to just run or to just bike or to just swim. It's just get out there and be active. And so we decided to come up with something called the Triborough 100% Challenge. And that basically is 100%, meaning 100 different activities throughout the year. And if your child meets our milestones, which are at the 50% mark and the 100% mark, we want to reward them and celebrate the fact that they're just being active. So a kid, if they come to our 2.5 and 5K on May 11th, and they have done 50 different activities, and they've documented with one of our booklets, they will definitely be recognized as one of the Triborough 100% Challenge participants, as well as receive a fantastic award. We'll then have it the challenge finish on August 25th, which is the day of our triathlon, and then at that point they will have done hopefully 100 different activities. And again, an activity can be a soccer game, it can be playing basketball with your friends, it could be walking the dog. I don't really have a well-defined what is this activity. It's something that whatever it is that parents and teachers think is something that makes their kids active.
Maybe it's easier to say what is not an activity. Like we were talking a second ago, playing the Wii or the Xbox or watching television, things like that.
Yeah, if it's only your thumb that is moving, yeah, it's probably not going to be an activity. If you want to count the Wii and you're doing track and field with Xbox Kinects, you know, if the parent sees their kid sweating a little bit while they're done and want to count that, we're just wanting to encourage activity. So whatever we can do that, preferably outside, of sure, course. But again, I think that would be the main goal for us. And what's been really nice is how many people have been so receptive to this. Mm-hmm. We presented this to the Murfreesboro City Schools, to Kimberly Clark, who's the health and wellness coordinator over there. I'm sorry, Kimberly Campbell. Mm-hmm. And she took it and ran with it. And now we are going to help support her ambitions of getting kids in city schools active, as well as their teachers.
Well, I'm sure they can incorporate this, plan for physical activity in the classroom and do some encouraging there and within their physical education classes. And, you know, it's really not only the classroom and the teachers, but students and teachers and parents. A lot of people can get involved.
Yeah. And, you know, I hope kids and parents will see our booklets around town. If they don't, of course, they can go to our website and download the same materials. But we have a log sheet already created. We have a nice graphical map that you can use also to just keep track of your activity. And if you bring that to one of our events, we promise we will definitely reward your child for physical activity.
And it's self-explanatory, this booklet, and we'll have a few downstairs here in our lobby area. And where else can we see them around town?
Well, definitely any Parks and Rec facility, okay, will have them. Every one of the city school facilities and anybody else that wants them, go to our website and email me, and I'll bring them to your office personally. I've got more than enough of these to get around town. But again, it's just as easy to go to our website if that's convenient for people.
And all of the information that we've talked about here, from the trail run in October to the triathlon in August and the run in May, it's all on this as well. So it's just really good to have if you're interested in participating. And I noticed that the state has gotten behind this as well with their school health initiative with the state of Tennessee. So that's pretty neat.
It's amazing when you talk about physical activity in kids, everybody wants to help out. And we noticed that even with at Middle Tennessee State, we've been able, lucky enough to be awarded a couple of grants to help out. So everybody we've approached, all we've heard from them is, what can we do to help?
That's a public service grant that you got from MTSU?
Yes, awesome. And that's, yeah, pretty recently we received that, and that's helped us publish these booklets.
It's MTSU, the city schools, Parks and Recreation. Did you envision this when you first started, that it would get to this point?
I envisioned maybe 20 kids would show up to our first triathlon,
yeah,
and I had no idea what kind of community support we'd have. I hope it hasn't gone too far and taken people's times, but I think this is a great thing we're doing. And it's not just one person. And it really needs to be a culture change here in Murfreesboro. Just parents, teachers need to think kids need to be active as well as stimulated through school. And if we can always think that way, I think our kids will be better off.
Well, Charlie, we will be sure to remind folks and have you back before May and, of course, August and October. But if someone would like to find more information, it's triboroughkidstry.org. That's TRYBORO kids, TRI.org.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Very good. Charlie, appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right. Charlie Apigian joining us here to talk about the Triborough Kids Race Series. And again, you can find them online, Facebook, Twitter. They're just about everywhere you'd want to look for something. We're going to be back and wrap it all up here in just a moment.